Martin County in eastern Kentucky has become the poster child of failing rural water systems. The county could get some help from the Biden administration's focus on water infrastructure. But while Congress debates the infrastructure bill, Martin County residents are facing yet another possible rate increase, the second in just over 2 years. As Katie Myers reports, residents say they simply can't afford it.
Kathy Fletcher is used to the shutoffs, but she still hates them.
First part of December, the water was shut off, and when it came back on, it was so bad, it must have had so many chemicals put inside it that my hair completely dried out.
She used to own a restaurant in downtown Inez, Martin County's largest town, but years of poor water service and increasing water bills contributed to her restaurant's closure, leaving her unemployed. She also has liver and stomach issues that she believes are water-related. Martin Countyans have long suffered from a water system in dire need of repair. Now, the county's water district, backed by Alliance Water, a private management company, wants an emergency 12% rate increase to cover costs. Fletcher doesn't think she or her neighbors can pay.
The timing is really bad, in my opinion, you know. I mean, there's unemployment's really high. People are not working. The people are struggling.
Martin County retains a 34% poverty rate, even after decades of anti-poverty programs. In fact, Lyndon Johnson visited Martin County to launch the War on Poverty back in 1964. Now, President Biden's multi-trillion dollar American Rescue Plan is drawing comparisons to Johnson's social programs. But residents here say that if aid is going to fix the water system, it must be well spent. In late April, members of Martin County Concerned Citizens gathered to discuss the proposed rate hike.
What I thought we'd start with was where the grant money is right now. It seems like on Facebook, everybody's like, where's all the grant money?
That's Nina McCoy, a local community organizer. They handed out a list of state and federal grants to the district they compiled based on meetings with the Division of Water, Engineers, and the Water District. After the meeting, Mary Cromer, a lawyer with Appalachian Citizens Law Center, ticked off the grants on her fingers.
And just in the last 3 years, the Water District has gotten about $8.5 million in federal grant money. And that has come from the Appalachian Regional Commission, provided a grant of $1.2 million. Abandoned mine lands, $5.5 million, and then there's some money from the Army Corps of Engineers.
Much of that funding is stalled or not spent at all. According to Cromer, of $8.5 million, only $2 million have been spent so far. Meanwhile, rural water systems like Martin County's may soon receive assistance from the Biden administration's proposed infrastructure bill, but utility representatives say counties shouldn't count their chickens just yet. Here's Gary Larimore with the Kentucky Rural Water Association, a statewide association of water utilities.
I've learned over the years not to get too excited about those. You know, we've talked about the infrastructure bill probably for the last two or three administrations.
Martin County's water district currently runs about $50,000 in the red every month. For a full overhaul of the system, some estimate the cost could be as steep as $20 million in a county of 12,000 people. Fletcher understands, on some level, why the rate increase is needed, but when she's having trouble putting food on the table, it's hard to fully appreciate.
It's not our fault that it wasn't properly maintained and that it's in the shape that it's in, but we can't keep paying.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Katie Myers.